Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is John Batchelor. Good evening. The show begins tonight with a conversation over the markets and how the economy is responding to the uncertainty of the Iran war and all the conflicts ongoing, unresolved. Ukraine, Lebanon, Gaza, certainly Taiwan, and other conflicts that are outside the easy reach of reporting, such as that civil war in Sudan and the rolling strife in Ethiopia, and the jihadists in West Africa and East Africa. All this adds up to uncertainty for the markets, especially when it comes to the price of oil. It went 120 the first hours of the first day, but now it's settled down under 100, waiting for news from the Gulf. The Strait of Hormuz remained closed, despite an announcement earlier in the day that the U.S. Navy was escorting, not yet, we're told. At the same time, the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Navy's aviators are going about sinking Iran's fleet of mine layers and warships and fast-speed boats. This is interpreted by the Defense Department as the most intense day yet. The question the markets ask is how long, and there's no answer. So they will ask it again tomorrow. I mentioned that the economy would like to grow, and right now it's being held back by a combination of the warfighting uncertainty and the lingering story of the tariffs. The money to be returned is unclear. With all this warfighting, you can't get a journalism focus on what looks to be a large amount of money in the tens and hundreds of billions to be returned to the American people and to the manufacturers and traders who paid the fees. That's not going to change, but it is going to be very much important this summer, presuming the war in Iran does not lead to catastrophe. I also have a conversation with Judy Dempsey in Berlin about the EU and its frustrations, unable to come up with one voice to speak of its concerns because it's affected by the price of oil, the price of natural gas. Of course, profoundly affected. It doesn't have the resources the U.S. has. The U.S. is an energy superpower, guarded by two oceans and all the oil and all the gas it needs. China is going to come up short in this if the Iranian oil doesn't get out soon, because it depends upon Iran's oil, a huge deal that was cut several years ago. In fact, Asia depends on the natural gas out of the Gulf as well, and I don't believe that's flowing. There are energy problems everywhere, which is why there's so much talk about Iran. It's not the war fighting, it's the cutoff of certainty about oil deliveries and natural gas availability and growth, prosperity, missing. Also tonight, a conversation with Mariam Waba of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about how El-Sisi, President El-Sisi, is riding out the troubles in Egypt. She tells me that the Muslim Brotherhood, his adversaries, often use information warfare to undermine his credibility. And things go wrong in Egypt. It's overcrowded in Cairo, has water shortages, and never has enough of anything, it would appear. And El-Sisi has held on all these years after ousting the Muslim Brothers, 2011? Somewhere there in the Obama first term. Egypt is volatile. It's on a river that's volatile, leading to Sudan and Ethiopia. Volatile. Unstable is too strong a word for Egypt, but not for Sudan and in Ethiopia now and again. I've done reporting on that with Gregory Copley. And I learn what I can from the geography, having never been to the Horn of Africa and the Nile River Valley. Might not make it, but I can sure read about it. A conversation also with Max Meislisch of the FDD about banking and war fighting. Hezbollah, the surrogate army of Iran's in Lebanon, has used non-traditional banking to transfer cash internationally and to accumulate gold bars that it can trade without tracing. Some of that gold is said to be buried under hotels and hospitals in Beirut. So Max explains what the U.S. can do with sanctions that it's not now doing to blunt the financial network that holds Hezbollah together. Follow the money. Joseph Sternberg joins from London to comment on Keir Starmer and the disappointment of him as a leader of him, of he, of him as a leader. Mr. Starmer's a lawyer. He's very careful. He considers things. As Joe says, he breaks down things into parts and considers each one in order and doesn't speak generally or rhetorically. That isn't usually effective in wartime. Can be, but isn't usually. And Keir Starmer's at odds with his own party, and there was just a by-election in the northwest of England that was carried by the Greens, surprisingly, surprising everybody. It was a Green state to begin with. They're very leaning toward the Greens, but it carried it by the Greens. This is a first past the post. In other words, it's not 50% necessary to win a district. Labor came in very poorly, indicating that Labor is not reorganizing itself with conviction. And their spring budget is in. They do two budgets a year, the fall budget and the spring budget to Parliament. And Joe tells me that it's very disappointing. He called it a nothing burger. I was reading tonight in the Telegraph about all the private schools that are closing, and they're trying to sell the buildings and how difficult it is to sell a school building. And the promise of cutting it up into apartments is good, but the regulations slow down the transformation. Why are these schools closing all of a sudden? Because Labor raised the fees for sending your child to a private school, forcing people out of private schools back into public schools, which are now overburdened by the children that used to be in private schools and their parents could pay for it. Now their parents choose not to. Labor's idea of punishing the school children, or at least inhibiting private education. Why? It didn't make you richer. It didn't make the Treasury. Never mind. Conversation with a colleague from the Civitas Institute about the passing of Norman Podoretz, who left us in December of 2025, and his very successful career being a former liberal, becoming what was called a neoconservative back in the 80s and 90s. And it's a fascination. I've read many essays by him, but I don't think I've read any of his books. He wrote frequently and well and convincingly. I speak to Daniel Mahoney about it. Later on, a conversation with, well, I told you about Joseph Sternberg, but a conversation with Bud Weinstein out of Texas. First, about the urban myth that the tech centers are burdening the electricity grid and driving up costs for people's homes. That's not accurate. And second, about the odd decision to close coal-fired electricity plants in the face of all the electricity that's needed. I asked Bud straight up, if there were more coal-fired electricity generating plants, would rates moderate? Would the tech centers not be a threat to anybody? And the answer is yes. But instead, We're reopening old nuclear power plants, I believe. It takes a long time to build a new one. Perhaps they'll come up with a modular version that can be erected in less than 10 years, 5 years. But right now, they're still closing coal-fired electricity plants, given the shortages everywhere of electricity, given the needs we're going to have going forward. And finally, Bruce Bechtel, the former military analyst of North Korea, now a professor at Angelo State in Texas, and the author of a book about how Iran learned to build ballistic missiles and atomic bombs from North Korea. Rogue Allies, the book is called. We talk about the arsenal that Iran has used so far, the missiles that it throws at Israel in its neighborhood, and what else might be in its arsenal. There's more to the show, and I thank you for listening. The war continues. I've lost track of the days. 12 days, 10 days, 7, somewhere in there. Thank you.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.